AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Before he left the White House for Philadelphia, President Biden was asked if he plans to visit the border with Mexico.
Not at the moment.
The Biden administration's head of Homeland Security insists the situation is under control as he defends a policy of allowing teens and children crossing by themselves to remain in the country. Homeland Security officials say 561 children traveling alone crossed the border yesterday, nearly double last month's daily average. On a visit by the president to Smith Flooring, a small flooring business outside Philadelphia, co-owner James Smith tells Biden their staff fluctuates during the year.
At our peak, we're at about 20, 23 people. Our peak is summertime. We do a lot of school work.
Yeah.
And so that's when we get our big boost.
Yeah.
Right now, we're at about 12 people between people in the office out in the field.
Vice President Kamala Harris and her husband are in Colorado meeting with small business owners on the benefits of the $1.9 trillion recovery plan.
We want to get the word out about the help that is available, so we make sure people take advantage of the help.
Near beer from days gone by is nothing like alcohol-free drinks today.
The non-alcoholic experience used to be just for people who wanted to stop drinking.
A lot of people just want to drink less.
Chris Marshall owns Sands Bar in Austin, Texas. At Spirited Away in New York City, owner Douglas Waters says these aren't kids' drinks, like alcohol-free IPAs.
A whiskey or a tequila. They mimic those tastes.
Joshua James at Ocean Beach Cafe in San Francisco says there are a lot of reasons to go non-alcoholic.
Somebody who's pregnant, as opposed to somebody who has an allergy for it.
Customer Sandra Primo likes the non-alcoholic after effect.
I'll wake up without a headache.
An analysis found global consumption of low and no alcohol beer, wine, and spirits is growing 2 to 3 times faster than overall alcohol consumption. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. Parts of Mississippi and Alabama have already seen a half foot of rain from a massive storm system that threatens the Deep South with severe storms tomorrow. Bill Bunning is chief of forecast operations at the National Weather Service's Storm Prediction Center.
We expect these storms to be quite intense. The potential for several long track intense tornadoes exists. And so it's really critical that people prepare now before the storms approach, because they'll be fast moving. The threat will extend well after dark when it's hard to see the dangers, and so it's just really important that everybody's ready.
Forecasters say the severe storms are possible across Arkansas, Mississippi, and Alabama, as well as parts of Louisiana and Tennessee. Firefighters were able to free a horse trapped in a yard in Ontario, California, after a stash of fireworks blew up inside a home, setting it on fire and shattering windows in other homes in the neighborhood. There's no word on any injuries in the town outside Los Angeles. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Real value shows up in reliability. You don't have to second guess. Like a set of Firestone all-season tires. They're designed to deliver confidence-inspiring wet weather traction and a quieter ride, no matter the road, season after season. Firestone all-season tires. For durability, you can count on. Just like people, count on you. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.